It'll enable us to drive a lot more sales for Ericsson. But of course, I think it'll position OCS Networks as a key partner to the United States federal government.
What is the benefit then to changing the name?
You know, we're no longer owned by Ericsson, so we certainly could not stay as Ericsson Federal.
Mm-hmm.
So we looked for a name. OCS is a derivation of the Latin word for speed. And we are all about broadband networks, design, building, and operating them for our government and other governments around the world.
Are there any other changes to the company that you've noticed? This is all relatively new.
Well, this is all new. We actually closed the transaction on New Year's Eve at midnight, and so we are launching this week. I think what our customers here and around the globe will notice is a independent company that can make investment decisions and pursue strategies that are beneficial to them.
Tell me how that would work. What's the relationship that you're looking for?
Well, we bring a unique set of capabilities around designing broadband networks, end-to-end broadband networks, building them in places all around the world, and operating them in many circumstances. And so that sort of competency in building these end-to-end networks with broadband wireless at the edge, the very latest sorts of broadband wireless capabilities, in a seamless way, and making sure those networks are up 99.99% of the time, which is typical in the telecommunications industry, is a capability set we'll bring to our government customers.
What is your next step? You've been the acquisition has happened. You've changed the name, and now you're positioning yourself to do that business with federal government.
We are, and you'll see some other announcements shortly regarding new management, new executive management in the company that we're adding. That change in our posture of being independent and U.S. owned, I think, is a key advantage, and many of our customers have wanted that to happen. And we're starting to see a lot of talent calling us, frankly, looking for jobs, and we are hiring. So I encourage them to do that.
Do you have a specific timeline for some of the goals that you hope to achieve?
We absolutely do. We have our goals and objectives in place, and I think you'll see announcements over the next quarter or two regarding some of those successes.
We're talking with Doug Smith. He is the president of OCS Networks, formerly Ericsson Federal. Let's talk about broadband services for the government market and the significance of that. I know that you're looking to get into that and to really provide these services for the federal customer. What is it that you have that they're going to need?
Well, what we have that nobody else has, frankly, is we have a fourth-generation wireless technology that we have reformatted and rebuilt, if you will, using Ericsson technology, which is the global leader in that technology space. But we have rebuilt it for our federal user and our government user around the globe so that it is in a very small, lightweight form factor and can be deployed in harsh environments. But what it brings is the very latest broadband wireless networks that are driving our iPads, iPhones, Androids, and tablet computers and other things nationwide and around the world. We bring that to our government user in a form that's fit for them.
Is this more for the civilian federal agency, or would this also apply to the warfighter?
Both. This will very much apply to the warfighter, but it also applies to Customs and Border Protection. It applies to many different users.
A lot of the things that we've heard about in the federal space is, you know, a lot of people are using iPhones, iPads, and things that take up a lot of bandwidth. Is this something that OCS can help with, or is this something that is just classic growing pains with the technology and we're just going to have to all figure it out together?
Well, I think in our industry, in the telecommunications business and in the wireless business, we have constantly underestimated demand for data. And what we've seen historically, and we continue to see today, is that all of us as users want higher speeds on a continuous basis and an advance of the technology. So what this does, it enables us to bring a additional capability set that is much greater speeds for wireless for those federal users and in private networks where they want them. So there can be private networks for the Defense Department and CBP and other agencies that they give them their own bandwidth, if you will.
Oh, so you can have stuff with a lot of security. Cybersecurity is a huge deal. I'm sure you're aware of that. This would incorporate that too?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Cybersecurity is inherent in these networks and inherent in the capabilities that we bring.
I've been seeing this trend in the business of government where companies are partnering with other companies with cybersecurity specialties. Do you already have that baked in, or do you see yourself reaching out for that, or where does that live in your world?
It's a very good question. We don't do everything ourselves. We do have a lot of partnerships, both with some of the major integrators as well as smaller specialty companies. And, of course, we're working with key agencies to make sure that our information assurance and cybersecurity capabilities are built into the product. So we are very excited to be USO now and to be able to make our own investment decisions and move forward. And I think we bring a unique capability set to our customer base here and around the globe.